Do you know how you got your name? Do you know the person who gave you your name? For each of us, it's so different. It's a gift that you've been given, and it is very personal gift that you've been given, the gift of your name, and that came from somebody, maybe. Well, probably not a committee, but it could have been a committee of two, or it could have been the strong one of that committee of two, the one who got their way. And maybe you should be very thankful to the one who got their way in the committee of two, or maybe you should have pulled for the other vote. Years ago when my wife Joan and I, we were in Minot, North Dakota, and we were worshiping together at a church called Vincent United Methodist, and in that church there's one lady who had these enormous Easter hats and enormous Christmas hats and a hat for every Sunday, and her hats had feathers and her hats had big bows, and some were slanted and some were to the back, and everybody called her the hat lady. I don't know how she got that name. But I do remember her telling me once, you know, everybody calls me the hat lady, but that's not all of me. There's more to me than the hat lady. I love my hats, and she did. She loved her hats, and everybody else did. But that wasn't the whole of her. And she got frustrated whenever anybody called her the hat lady, but we couldn't help ourselves. We kept calling her, who is it again? Oh, the hat lady. Well, of course there's the hat lady, but she said, my name is Mary. I have a name, and I do more things than wear a hat. There was a time when there was a special group of people who knew Jesus face to face. And they talked with him face to face. And they ate together with Jesus, and they got to know him. And they got to know him so much that he started giving them nicknames. Now, nicknames, that's different than the name you're born with. I mentioned it before, I'm in a family of seven. The family I grew up in is a family of seven kids. Five older brothers, and they've always been older brothers. And the pecking order in a family is set. You can't renegotiate. My dad, because my mom and dad gave us all our names, he started numbering us. And so he said he'd call me number six. Number one and two really didn't like their designations. But they really didn't. But with my older brothers, since I was the littlest guy and I have a little sister, I used to crawl up into their laps, and they called me their little buddy. And over time, they called me Bud or Buds. And so whenever I get a phone call and somebody says, hey, Buds, hey, Bud, I know who it is. Only my big brothers call me Bud. That's who I am to them. My little sister is, well, to my brothers, they call her Nina Ballerina. To me, I don't know why. They just do. Bob the mailman named her. But that's a whole other story. It's true. Bob our mailman started calling her Nina Ballerina. But now I'm losing myself on a tangent. But we get these nicknames. And there's Jesus who knows Simon. And he calls him Rocky or Petra. The Greek word for rock is Petra. And Jesus looks at Simon and says, I'm going to call you Rock. And on you Rock, you Petra, you Peter, I'm going to build the church on you. Now he's talking to the guy who would one day deny Jesus 3 times and say, I don't even know Jesus. You know, there's that one terrible night when Jesus was arrested, and the rock, Petra, said, I don't know the guy. All this trouble he's in, that has nothing to do with me. But Jesus, before that, said, you are the rock. And then Jesus named James and John. He called them the Thunder Boys. Now, if you're ever in a group of Sunday school teachers or a group of vacation Bible school teachers and they say, you know, that James and John, I call them the Thunder Boys and they're coming tomorrow. I mean, you know there's something to expect from the boys who are called Thunder Boys. There have been scholars who have written journals and articles and books on why Jesus called them the Thunder Brothers. But I think we can figure it out. Well, here they come. They're bringing the thunder. Jesus, you cannot call somebody the Thunder Brothers with a solemn face. You know that God has a sense of humor and that God is fun. Can you imagine Jesus saying, I shall call you the Boys of Thunder? No, they were fun boys. And later after the resurrection, when there are these little fledgling churches getting started, if you would hear those Thunder Boys are coming, Peter and the Thunder Boys, they're coming next week. I mean, don't you want to hear what they're going to have to say? Well, then there's that other apostle, Thomas. Poor Thomas. As soon as you say Thomas, you think the doubter. Jesus didn't give him that title. And there's Thomas showing up with Peter and the Thunder Brothers. And then people say, oh, you're that doubting guy. Can you almost see Thomas saying, I did other things. It's like the hat lady. I'm known for more than that. Yes, Thomas doubted, but he doubted with Jesus. And he worked it out with Jesus. Do you remember how you got your name? There's a name that you had. Way back in creation, way back in the beginning of time, when God formed all that there is, God shared in creation with us. And there was a time when God formed up this creature and brought it to humankind and said, what shall we call this? And we looked and we said, duck. We even said mallard duck. And God took another form of creation and brought it to us, and we said eagle, and we said penguin, and we said elephant, and we said giraffe, and we said Labrador retriever. And not only Labrador retriever, but now in some of our homes, we see that Labrador, and we call him or her Bailey or Fluffers. We have this gift. We have naming rights. And there's a large building being built in Minneapolis right now. And there was a contest for naming rights. It's a place where the Vikings will play soon. And the contest, well, it's really just one rule. Who will pay the most? And if you want to know who won that contest, look on this unfinished building, which still doesn't have a roof, but has the name emblazoned, popping right out of the side saying, we won. We got to name this building. And even back when there was the Metrodome, remember the name of the Metrodome? Well, there was called the Metrodome, but also the Hubert Humphrey Metrodome. But then they discovered we could get somebody to pay. We couldn't change the name Hubert Humphrey Metrodome, but maybe the field. So they named it Mall of America Field. I don't know how much that cost. But there is power in naming. And there is this tennis coach from Australia 2 centuries ago, or just at the turn from the 1800s to the 1900s. His name was Harry Hopman, and he could coach tennis. He could teach. He would take kids and bring them up to be tennis stars in Australia. And there was a time where if you talked about tennis, you were talking about Australian tennis because they won. And one thing he did, in addition to coaching on how to serve well and how to do a great backhand, is he would take a little, and he coached boys, so he'd take a little guy and he'd give him a nickname. And there was one little guy who was, he's just sluggish. He just didn't move fast. And Coach Hopman gave him the nickname Rocket. And he wasn't being sarcastic. He gave him a name he could live into. There's another kid that was, you know, you see some kids, well, I could show you old pictures of me, where they're just bone and ligament. That's it. That's all they are. And there was this one boy who was only bone and only ligament. Now, one bit of muscle on him, and he named him Muscles. And he wasn't teasing him. He wasn't being sarcastic. Rocket and Muscles. And he called them that all the time he coached them. And those two boys grew up to be champions, tennis champions. One grew up to be a rocket, and he was a rocket on the court. And the other grew up so muscular, and the two of them, actually from season to season, those two competed to be the best in the world at tennis. Because the coach saw in them something and called it out. Now, I don't know if that's what happened with Jesus. Did he see something in Peter, or was Peter already solid? Solid in faith, solid in life? Or did Jesus see it in him and say, "No, you are a rock. You are a rock. And on you, I will build this church." And as for the Thunder Brothers, well, they just earned that name somehow on their own. But what does God see in you? Is there a nickname? Is there a thing that you're known for in among the body of Christ? Right now, if I were to trip and fall and break this, we would call somebody. We would call somebody to fix this. And right now, as I say that, there are some of you who have a name in your head. I know who I would call to fix this. If we would, here, I'll just invent a ministry. Wouldn't it be neat? And I want to try this year. Let's bake not just a dozen cookies, but thousands of cookies. And let's sell them here. And who would do well? Well, you've heard of this idea before. I got it out of a magazine. We'll just try it. You'll see. But if it goes great, I get to claim that it was my idea. But who would be really good at organizing that? Right now, you have a name in your head, and right now, somebody's thinking, "Oh, it's me." We know each other about certain things. But that thing that we know each other for, that's not the only thing. And just as Thomas would come here and say, "I did more than doubting. Would you please stop bringing that up?" Is there somebody in your life that you know them and that thing keeps getting brought up again and again and again? And as soon as they hear the thing, their shoulders just go dropping. And you can almost hear them say, "I am more than that hat. I am more than that doubting." And in your life, if Jesus, who does know you, God, who does know you because God designed you in your mother's womb, God, who knows you, What nickname would God call out in you? What gift would God call out? If you are feeling sluggish, would God call you Rocket? Because God knows that you've got a mind that can soar. What gift in it? And what gifts do you see in the people outside of you that they will not look at, they will not pay attention to because, I don't know, we're humble, we're shy. And it's great to be humble, and it's great, well, it's not so fun to be shy, but there we are, us shy people. But what gift do you see in others that God yearns for you to call out? You have been blessed with a name. And the name that you hold, the name that you have, if somebody were to get a phone call today and they were to hear, hey, Tom's calling, Jim just called, Mary, Susan, Bill's on the phone, you know that there is somebody in this world that would say, oh, good, I got that phone call today. There is a circle of people that loves you so much, that cares about you so much, that when they hear your name, and isn't there somebody in your life that when you hear that they're coming or that you hear that they called or you get a note, sometimes that name is Mom or Dad or sometimes Jim. There is somebody in your life and you are somebody in somebody's life where your name matters. And the way you were given your name, well, that's God sharing in creation with somebody. And then you grow to an age, a teenage year, and you look at your parents and you say, there's the ones that God trusted with my name. But we are us parents. If God were to nickname you, and maybe God is, what nickname would God give you? Would God give you Rocket? Would God call you Muscles? Would God call you, well, I don't know. I mean, look how creative Jesus was. The Rock? Thunder Boys? What name would God have for you? Amen.